Battle for the Body, Chapter 18, Ministering Deliverance, Healing Promise to Claim. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Introduction. There are hundreds of people bound by Satan in demonically caused sicknesses. There are hundreds of others suffering oppression, possession, and obsession at the hands of the enemy. In this lesson, you will learn who is to deal with demonic powers, how to prepare for the deliverance ministry, and how to minister deliverance. Who is to deal with demonic powers? Dealing with demonic powers is not something to be left to professional ministers. Jesus said all believers would have the ability to overcome demonic powers. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Jesus gave his followers the ability to deal with demonic powers. He first delegated such power to the disciples. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. He delegated the same power to all believers. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. There is no biblical basis for believing God intended this important ministry to be restricted to a particular group of people. For example, a layman named Philip was used by God to cast out evil spirits in Samaria, Acts chapter 8. This does not mean believers should rush into encounters with demonic powers without proper preparation, as the sons of Sceva discovered, Acts chapter 19. It is also important that believers do not become overly demon conscious. We are not called to major in demons. There is no spiritual gift of casting out demons, but you are not to fear demonic powers. When confronted with those affected by demons, you should have the power to bring deliverance from God. Ministering deliverance. Here are some guidelines for ministering deliverance to those affected by demonic powers. Preliminary preparation in yourself. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, the specific or rhema word. Begin to build faith in your own heart by reading the New Testament through with a new attitude. Whatever Jesus told his followers to do, you begin to do. Whatever he said he would do, expect him to do it. If he said you can deliver those afflicted by Satan, then expect to see them delivered. If he said to cast out devils, then do it in his name and expect them to obey you. Disregard all the teaching of man and personal experiences you have had. Accept that the New Testament means exactly what it says. Accept it as true and act accordingly. You are an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. An ambassador never doubts that the country he represents will back up its word. Fast and pray before you go to minister deliverance. Since power and authority for deliverance comes from God, it is well to be in touch. Some demons will come out only by prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 teaches that God honors the fast which focuses on ministering to the needs of others. Preliminary preparation in others. Whenever possible, a team of believers should be used when binding or casting out demons. Jesus sent out his disciples in pairs for this ministry. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. This does not mean you cannot minister alone to a demonically affected person when you encounter them, but there is strength in unity of prayer with another believer. Since strength comes from unity, those who are joining you in the ministry of deliverance should be similarly prepared with prayer and fasting. In cases of oppression and obsession, such as depression, demonically caused illnesses, etc., prepare the person who is to receive the ministry. They need to have their faith built through the Rhema word of God about deliverance. This may not be possible in the case of possession. If you encourage the demonically affected to be prayed for without proper instruction, it is like encouraging the unsaved to accept Jesus as Savior without knowing who He is, recognizing their sin and need for salvation. When sharing the gospel, a wise soul winner does not press for a decision too quickly. There is preliminary ministry to be done. Proper instruction must be given. The same is true of deliverance. Sometimes God delivers without such instruction, but in ministering deliverance, you want to properly use every channel prescribed by God's word to see the work done. Faith is one channel for God's delivering power, and it comes by hearing God's word, so instruction is important. Jesus combined preaching and teaching with healing and deliverance, and he instructed his followers to do so also. The place for ministry. Ministry to those affected by demonic powers can be done during a regular part of the church service. Such ministry need not be confined only to private sessions. It is a valid ministry of the church. Jesus ministered to the demon-possessed as part of a regular church service. Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. However, it is not necessary to wait until a regular service to deal with demonic powers. Jesus brought deliverance when and wherever they were encountered. The time of ministry. When you are ready to minister deliverance, 1. Begin with worship and praise. We enter into his presence, where there is deliverance and healing, through worship and praise. Deliverance can come through worship and praise, even without ministry by prayer, because God inhabits the praises of his people. When we praise, he is present to heal and deliver. 2. Create an environment of faith. You already started to do this when you ministered the word on deliverance, but you may also need to take additional steps to create an environment of faith. Unbelief hindered the ministry of Jesus in Nazareth. Sometimes Jesus put unbelievers out when he ministered. Mark chapter 5, verses 35 through 40. Other times he led people out of their village, an environment of unbelief, in order to minister to them. Mark chapter 8, verse 23. On occasion, as God leads, you may need to ask those struggling with unbelief or fear, etc., to leave. 3. Pray first. Ask for wisdom and discernment before you begin to minister deliverance. During prayer, God may reveal to you a word of knowledge, specific facts and information about a person or condition, so you will know how to pray. A word of knowledge can include a deep sense of knowing or an impression in your spirit, thoughts, words, or feelings. The word of knowledge may reveal what the sickness is or why the person has the condition. A scripture verse. The Rhema word for that situation, condition, person, or group. A vision. Pictures in the mind's eye pertaining to the one to whom you are ministering. Words of faith. Special words of encouragement and faith specifically for that individual. A special anointing. A sudden infusion of power, perhaps felt as a tingling, heat, or supernatural confidence. A special act of faith that if the person will perform, will be delivered. 4. Conduct a brief interview. This is not required. It is optional and should be done according to the leading of the Lord. God may give you specific words of wisdom about the person's condition, and you will not need to interview. But if God does not supernaturally reveal something to you, do not hesitate to use the interview. Jesus used both natural and supernatural methods. On occasions, he discerned people's conditions by the Holy Spirit. At other times, he asked them what they wanted and how long they had been afflicted. An interview helps you gain information so you can pray more specifically. It also helps you determine if the person needs further instruction before you pray. Jesus often did this. He asked people questions concerning their faith and then dealt with negative forces of unbelief before ministering. Study the following examples. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, questioning the demonized man. Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26, questioning the blind man. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 27, questioning the father of a boy with an evil spirit. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, questioning blind Bartimaeus. Ask the person, "What is the problem?" Speaking a request for prayer is important. Jesus delivered many who came to him, making known their need. The request is in itself an act of faith that can set in motion the deliverance processes. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Ask for a specific statement. You need only brief facts. You do not need the complete history or a life story. Do not try to psychoanalyze the information you are given. Your function is to minister deliverance. Some unique cases may require privacy and more time for counseling with a spiritual counselor. Have Christian counselors available for this purpose. Ask the person who is to be prayed for, "Do you believe Jesus can deliver you?" If they answer positively, then ask, "Do you believe Jesus will do it now?" If the answer is no to either of these questions, further instruction from God's word is needed. When you are ministering to a large crowd, you will not be able to talk to each person. God may reveal to you specific demonically caused conditions of people in the audience, or may lead you to pray specific prayers for individuals. If you are ministering deliverance in a crowd, it is best to train others to minister along with you, rather than you doing all the ministering yourself. The commission of Jesus was that these signs would follow them that believe. The work of the ministry was to be through the body, not just one or two lone believers or evangelists. 5. Determine the specific problem. Use the information from the interview and/or the wisdom God gives to determine if the problem is in the spiritual realm, problems related to sin. These require a ministry of spiritual healing, salvation, repentance, and forgiveness of sin. Physical realm, bodily sickness caused by demonic spirits of infirmity. Emotional realm, problems concerning anxiety, fear, anger, bitterness, resentment, guilt, doubt, failure, jealousy, selfishness, confusion, frustration, perfectionism in the energy of the flesh, unforgiveness, and past situations. Mental realm, problems stemming from negative thinking, attacks of Satan on the mind, mental retardation. Remember, because man is a triune being, problems in one realm affect the whole person. As you minister, deal with the whole person, not just one area. Man is body, soul, spirit. Wholeness implies dealing with all of these. 6. Determine whether it is time to pray. Determine whether or not it is time to pray the prayer of deliverance. In most cases, you will pray, but in some cases, do not be surprised if the Lord directs you not to pray or to delay prayer. Jesus delayed healing in the case of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter and Lazarus. He did not do many works at all in Nazareth because of unbelief. The Lord may also direct you to delay until further instruction is given. The person may need to deal with a sin problem, require more instruction on deliverance, etc. 7. Pray the prayer of deliverance. Pray a prayer of deliverance which focuses on the specific problem of demonic influence which you have identified. You do not have to persuade God to deliver by your prayer. Just as salvation is already available, the same is true of deliverance. Just as salvation is based on the condition of faith, so is deliverance. God wants to deliver, just as he wants to save. Although the power of God is sometimes present in a special way for deliverance, Luke chapter 5, verse 17, you can still pray without a special anointing because Jesus commanded you to do so, just as he told you to spread the gospel. Use others to help you minister if you are in a group setting. There is a multiplication of spiritual power when more people are praying. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Body ministry discourages individuals who experience success in deliverance and those who receive it from giving glory to man. Jesus taught that first you should bind the enemy, then you can exercise power over him. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. If demonic powers are binding in oppression from the outside, pray for their hold to be loosed and their powers to be bound. For example, Jesus loosed the woman in the synagogue from the spirit of infirmity. She was not possessed, but oppressed. A casting out was not necessary. In cases of demon possession, you have the authority to cast demons out in the name of Jesus. It is not authority in your own power or ability, but in his name. It is important to use the name of Jesus in the prayer when you are casting out the demon. Faith, fasting, and prayer are necessary to cast out demons. Read the account in Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. This is why preliminary preparation is encouraged in these areas. The Word of God, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the blood of Jesus, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 2, verse 38, are also tools for deliverance God has given you. Yelling and screaming at the demons is not necessary. It is your authority in the name of Jesus that causes them to come out, not the volume of your voice during prayer. Always forbid the demons to re-enter. This is an important part of the deliverance prayer. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him." Mark chapter 9, verse 25. Do not spend time talking with a demon, should it manifest itself through spoken words. Jesus rebuked demons and told them to be quiet. Luke chapter 4, verses 34 to 35. Remember that any conversation with demons is dangerous because they are lying spirits. The Holy Spirit will direct you in the prayer of deliverance, but if you are new to this ministry, here is a sample prayer pattern to study. In the name of Jesus Christ and on the basis of the authority of his power, his word, his blood, and the Holy Spirit, this establishes the power base for deliverance. I bind you. Jesus taught to bind the strong man first before attempting to cast him out. And I command you. Ministering deliverance is a prayer of authority, not of entreaty. You can speak quietly, but you must take authority over the forces of evil in the name of Jesus. Look directly into the eyes of the person as you speak. Spirit of blank, or you foul spirit of Satan. If the spirit has been identified either through spiritual or natural discernment, then name it specifically, otherwise generally. To depart. This is the casting out process. Without harming, blank, the name of the person being delivered, or anyone in this house, and without creating noise or disturbance. Sometimes the demon will try to harm the person or create a disturbance. I forbid you to re-enter this person. Remember that Jesus used this command. And I loose the Holy Spirit to fill this person with the cleansing, delivering power of the blood of Jesus. We are told to loose as well as to bind. If you have identified a specific spirit at work, loose the opposite spirit. For example, bind the spirit of pride and loose the spirit of humility. Do not make a show of such ministry and try to attract crowds with it. When Jesus saw the actions of a demon attracting a crowd, he immediately stopped the performance being staged by the evil spirit and cast it out. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." Mark chapter 9, verse 25. "Do not attempt to cast demons into hell." Jesus and his disciples did not do this. We have authority only to bind, loose, and cast out. There is a set time for the final judgment of demons in the future. The demons said to Jesus, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. Prayer for those affected by demons can be done with or without the laying on of hands. Jesus used the laying on of hands to minister to the woman oppressed with a spirit of infirmity in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. In other cases, he did not lay on hands but simply spoke to the demons. Luke chapter 9, verse 42. 8. Praise God for the answer. Follow prayer with praise to God for deliverance. Remember that in the biblical example of the 10 lepers, all were healed, but only the one who returned to praise was made whole. Praise by faith and not by sight. You have done what God's word said to do. Believe he has done what he said he would do, and thank him for it. Recognizing signs of deliverance. In cases of demonic possession, sometimes demons come out with a struggle, such as crying out or throwing the person on the floor. When demons have departed, whether in possession or oppression, there will be a sense of release, joy, like the lifting of a weight.